This is your Words of Hope for May 17, 2019. Vulnerability is not my strong suit. I don't like to be around people who I don't know, or who don't know me. But the truth is that I need to pass through vulnerability in order to find a deeper kind of strength. In today's devotional, we think about how God and the Israelites were meant to live together, but that God's power sometimes forced the Israelites to face their own vulnerability and dependence. And we realize that even though God's holiness can overwhelm us, we also have a Savior in Jesus who came near to us to stand beside us and pick us up when we fall.
Today's episode is sponsored by Words of Hope's ministry partner in Uganda. People in Uganda listen to the radio as a primary source of news and entertainment. The team in Uganda use engaging programs to connect with people's lives and meet their needs. For more information about how you can get involved, visit woh.org.
The title of today's devotional is Holy Mountain and was written by Ben Van Aragon. As always, we begin with Scripture. Today, we're reading from the book of Exodus. We're going to read chapter 19, verses 1 through 7 and 16 through 22. On the third new moon, after the people of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on that day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. They set out from Rephidim and came into the wilderness of Sinai, and they encamped in the wilderness. There Israel encamped before the mountain while Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him out of the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the people of Israel, you yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the people of Israel." So Moses came and called the elders of the people and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. On the morning of the third day, there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast, so that all the people in the camp trembled. Then Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God, and they took their stand at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was wrapped in smoke because the Lord had descended on it in fire. The smoke of it went up like the smoke of a kiln, and the whole mountain trembled greatly. And as the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him in the thunder. The Lord came down on Mount Sinai to the top of the mountain. And the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. And the Lord said to Moses, "Go down and warn the people, lest they break through to the Lord to look, and many of them perish. Also let the priests who come near to the Lord consecrate themselves, lest the Lord break out against them." Every December of my childhood, our family gathered with our closest friends to celebrate Sinterklaas, the birthday of Saint Nicholas. We congregated in the living room and eagerly awaited the arrival of the saint. The door would finally burst open, and there he was with all his gifts and glory. The problem was that he was 7 feet tall and heavily bearded. Invariably, the youngest kids would scream and cower in terror. For their first months in the wilderness, the Israelites want one thing: to meet this God whom Moses keeps talking about. They reach Mount Sinai, and Moses tells them the moment has arrived. The people will see Yahweh's glory. The problem is, Yahweh is terrifying. His holiness is all-consuming and deadly. When the opportunity to meet God finally comes, no one wants to go anywhere near him. This is the fundamental human dilemma. We were created for intimacy with God. Our deepest desire is reconciliation with God, and yet God's holiness is overwhelming. At Sinai, Moses stood as a mediator between the Israelites and the fire of God's glory. At Calvary, Jesus stood as an even better mediator between us and the fire of God's judgment. Jesus came and now stands before God's throne on our behalf, so we may approach the Lord in all his glory without fear. When you pray today, remember Christians around the world who are suffering from persecution of various kinds. My prayer for you is that you will let go of whatever is pulling you down today. Today's devotional was written by Ben Van Aragon. I'm your host, Adam Navis, and I also produced today's show. Christy Prinz is the executive director for All Words of Hope Media. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, visit woh.org. For comments, questions, or prayer requests, you can email devotional@woh.org. And please, join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.